John Fernandez, you have anything to ask? No? You agree? Okay. Is there any other question from the Commission? If you allow me, I would like to raise one question. You spoke about a kind of neo-Keynesian policy linked with military aspects. That has been brought about by some other witnesses also, especially the idea that in order to resolve the present economic crisis of the capitalist system, especially the crisis of overproduction, the war was reaped. Do you find any kind documents or declaration or analysis which are proving or disproving that kind of opinion?
Well, what you have is a discrepancy, a very increased discrepancy of the free trade rhetoric and the practice of an economic policy, let's say, within the United States, which is very much a Keynesian policy based on an increase in public spending. In the United States, public spending has increased. It was 17% of GNP during the Carter administration. It went up 25% with Reagan, which is, you know, highly through basically increases in military spending, and it's about 33% or more with Clinton. So that free trade is the favorite rhetoric of the dominant power, and the dominant power is afraid that others may follow its example, and the example is a great public spending. Even here in Europe, you have greater public spending than in the United States. And at the same time, they foster a dismantling of public spending in the South with contractionary policies, pro-cyclical policies in the South and anti-cyclical policies in the North. So you don't have the best document to show that is to go through the budget. If you go through the budget of the United States, which is or the synthesis of the budget of the United States or the budget of any country, this is where you will find out how a country defines what it wants to be in the next few years, what the future, how they conceive the future. It tells you how they allocate resources. And there's a tremendous contradiction of rhetoric and the practice.